T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, let's jump out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. We're going to bring on the Nose at Spencer Nose, N-O-S-E, if you're following him on Twitter. A little fantasy football talk here. Joe, you asked an interesting question before we bring the Nose on. You're doing a little research on the quarterback stuff. And I guess I was wrong. You and Hollywood told me I was wrong because you said that right now Lamar Jackson probably leads in quarterback points. I said it's got to be
Mahomes.
Well,
he juiced up his numbers against the Dolphins. And second of all, he ran for a lot of yards in the second game.
So Lamar knows Lamar Jackson right now more points than Pat Mahomes overall. And good morning to you also.
Good morning to you. And no, he is number two behind Mahomes. Still in those long touchdowns, most leagues.
Bonus points. That's it.
You were right. I was wrong.
Yep. Look at that.
By the way, who's been the biggest surprise for you so far in fantasy? Could it be
Lamar
Dak?
Lamar,
okay.
Well, yeah, Dak is definitely the surprise, but you have to know who he's gone against in the first few weeks. So far, the matchups have been in his favor. But Lamar Jackson, we saw a player last year who we really didn't know if he could throw the ball in those tight spots, and we've learned so far that he looks like Michael Vick part two.
He looks good out there.
He looks real, real good. But it's only two games, but everything is trending extremely upward for Lamar.
All right. 56022 is the text line. If you want to ask Nose any questions here for fantasy football, I'll start with a couple here. Should I consider trading Mike Evans or hold on to him? Derek Robinson, receiver from Kansas City, is he a must start this week? So trade Mike Evans or hold on to him? And Derek Robinson from KC, does he start this week?
I believe that's DeMarcus Robinson for KC. And
go.
Man, does Pat Mahomes make anybody look fantastic? Because when Robinson was at the, in Florida, he's a Florida Gator, he didn't look this good. But man, with Mahomes throwing him the ball, I wouldn't say he's a must start, but with a lot of the injuries out there and with having a flex play, he is extremely startable. I wouldn't expect him to have that monster game again, but you could definitely get him in your lineup and hope you hit gold again.
This is an interesting one.
What was the next one that you had?
Mike Evans. Hold on to him.
You do
trade
not
him.
Trade Mike Evans yet, but we're going to say we're not going to panic yet. But after this week with Jameis at home against the Giants, and if Mike Evans doesn't have a big game, I'm starting to panic, but I would not trade him. Let's evaluate him this week and then, go away after that. If he has a bad game this week, I'm definitely panicking a little.
All right, two quarterback questions for you. One is very interesting. First one, Phillip Rivers or Josh Allen this week starting?
Oh, man, do I love Josh Allen this week and in general. I'm going with him over Phillip Rivers because the Bills are at home against the Bengals, who, again, last year had the absolute worst defense, and so far this year hasn't been so great. So I know it's a lot of getting used to that these younger quarterbacks are now rivaling those guys like Rivers, who's been doing it over and over, over the past 10 years. I'm going with the young guy. Start Allen.
I can't believe I'm even asking this question from a texter, but I'm going to. Cam Newton or Gardner Minshew this week?
Oh, man, you had a Gardner Minshew this one, didn't you? I have Cam Newton right now being out for this weekend. So if that's the case,
good.
You have to start Minshew tonight. I don't love his start. I think he could be okay, but the Titans' defense is very strong. So I would maybe look into certain backups that might be on your waiver wire before starting Minshew. If someone like Josh Allen or even Jameis Winston are available, I would certainly start them over him.
I'd love to have this problem. Need to pick two of the three running backs, McCaffrey, Henry, or James Conner.
Oh, I'm sitting James Conner this week out of those three. Derrick Henry and McCaffrey are flat out must starts, period, end of statement. Conner is a little banged up. He's got Jalen Samuel backing him up, who will get a bunch of his carries, and they're playing at a 49ers defense right now. That's playing pretty darn good. So that's easy. That's Derrick Henry and McCaffrey.
DK Metcalf, Christian Kirk, John Ross. Do I start either one of those three or start two of the three? And that was also the Gardner question. He was in part of that also. But Christian Kirk, John Ross, DK Metcalf, I guess pick 2 or 3.
I'm not sold on Metcalf yet. I mean, I definitely roster him, but I'm not starting him over Christian Kirk, who has a real rapport right now with Kyler Murray. That's a no-brainer. And John Ross is going against tough Bills defense, but he's been amazing so far. But if you're making me pick 2 of the 3, I'm going Christian Kirk and John Ross. But I don't love the Ross start per se. But after he's like the number one wide receiver right now in fantasy through 2 weeks. So it's hard to not, you know, it's hard to bench him. That's it. Those are the two I'm going with.
All right. Josh Jacobs, Derrick Henry, James Conner, David Johnson, pick 2.
Oof. Okay. Josh Jacobs is a must start. Derrick Henry is a must start. And David Johnson is a must start. So you're telling me to pick 2 out of
those three?
Is that correct?
Yep. Taking James Conner out of the situation.
I'm going to go with Derrick Henry for sure, must start, and I am going with Josh Jacobs over David Johnson.
Wow. And 2 receivers, same question. Sammy Watkins, Tyler Lockett, DJ Moore, Fitz, and Metcalf. So pick 2 out of Watkins, Lockett, DJ Moore, Larry Fitz, or DK Metcalf.
Well, it depends if Cam Newton's playing. If Cam Newton's playing, I do like DJ Moore. But for right now, assuming he's out, I'm going with Sammy Watkins, and I'm going actually with Larry Fitzgerald. I am a big believer right now in this Arizona offense, the new structured offense, and Kyler Murray with 350 yards last week. This guy is for real. This offense is for real. Start your Arizona Cardinals.
If we don't get to your question.
Anything, Cam Newton's got something. Everybody's talking about he can't run. Cam Newton can't
throw the ball
like
either. Yeah.
Do you see how long it takes him to release the ball? It's like he goes all the way back and forth. It's not looking pretty there.
He just have enough time to get healthy.
I think they're going to bench him this week, and therefore, in terms of fantasy, you really only want to be starting one guy there, and that's Christian McCaffrey.
All right, if we didn't answer your question here in the text machine, you can always tweet at Spencer Nose, N-O-S-E, on Twitter. Give me the Nose pick of the week this week.
Nose pick of the week, I'm going to the well with Jameis Winston throwing the ball to Chris Godwin. That is the nose pick of the week. We saw him last year, a ton of talent. They're at home. They need a win, and they're going against a Giants secondary who can't stop anybody. So if you have Chris Godwin on your team, start him 100% all the way. In daily fantasy leagues, he's worth the money. Chris Godwin, nose pick of the week. All day.
And most important question of the day, would you rather try a pizza that's got Cheez-Its on it or a fried chicken sandwich with the buns being donuts?
Oh, fried chicken sandwich with the buns being donuts. God, that sounds gluttonous and amazing.
That just doesn't do it.
I know.
I could eat Cheez-Its all night.
You love Cheez-Its.
You're saying Cheez-Its on top of your pizza?
Like a Cheez-It pizza, yes.
It's an interesting concept and one I have not thought of. But
interesting.
You're not describing it correctly, though.
Okay.
That's the problem.
Hold on. Hollywood, describe it quickly.
It's an actual Cheez-It filled with cheese, like it's a mozzarella stick type thing.
Yeah, no, I'm not all about that right now. I'm all about having you're talking about slicing a donut and putting a chicken sandwich in between.
Or two
and
donuts,
the salt and the sweet together.
That's nasty.
That could be the nose pick of the week right there.
That's nasty. That's got to be some kind of serious buzz to throw that down. There's no way,
that's
man.
It's 2 a.m. You want a chicken sandwich and some donuts. You get
donut
it all together.
Donut is just meant to be, just eat the damn donut. You don't put anything else on it.
Chris Godwin is the nose pick of the week. We'll talk to Nose next week. At Spencer Nose on Twitter, N-O-S-E. If you have any more questions, plus our podcast is going to be up today as well on WQAM.com. Thank you, Nose, for the time.
Gentlemen, have a great one.
All right. That is the Nose. Fantasy football, full effect.
All right, well, let's get out of here on top of that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.